Quiet, the show's starting.
Glad that you could join our Hilltown family. Spend a little time with Sienna and Persephone. So stay a while, hang your coat by the door. You know we've always got room for a couple more at the Hilltown Family Variety Show.
Good morning or evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say couldn't mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, before it's gone too
good morning. This is Charity Khan from Charity and the Jam Band, and I'm here today to host the Hilltown Family Variety Show. You're listening on WXOJ 103.3 FM Northampton. You can tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. I'm sitting in for Sienna today. Sienna is an amazing human being who has created quite a powerful and wonderful community around hilltownfamilies.org, and I hope you'll check out all the really good work she's doing. It's an honor to be here and helping her out. You're listening to Love's in Need of Love by Stevie Wonder off the album Songs in the Key of Life. This episode is all about something I call being a love activist. What is that? Well, I think being a love activist is when you use your love and your kindness and your generosity, your time, your intelligence, and your resources to take action in ways that make the world a better place. To act is to do something. Do it, not just sit back and watch, but jump in, get in the fray, engage, participate. So basically, an activist is somebody who responds when they see something happening that's unfair or unkind. A love activist is someone who acts in ways that help make the world a kinder, more equitable, more fair and just place to be. And you have the ability to do that, no matter how old you are. That's the amazing thing. You don't have to be a grown-up to be a love activist. you already are a love activist. Here's one of our songs called Share Your Love to get you inspired about how you already have all the tools you need to be a love activist.
I know you can run as fast as the breeze. I know you can jump as high as the trees. But there's a power more amazing than both of those, and you are made of it from head to toes. I know you can fly circles around the sun, and you are brave and beautiful and very smart and super strong. You've got power more astonishing and legendary. Its name is love and it is necessary.
How amazing you are with your love superpower. That was our song Share Your Love off our album Earth by Charity and the Jam Band. Sometimes grown-ups think kids can't do stuff. Have you noticed that? I feel like a lot of grown-ups do not give kids enough credit. Certainly there are things you're not allowed to do yet, like vote, for example. So even if you think the people who run our country aren't doing a good job, it might feel like there's not much you can do about it. But that's just not true, because you can still be a love activist in your everyday life all the time, because you carry love around with you all the time and you can use it. One of the most basic ways we can be a love activist is to stand up for each other, no matter our differences, no matter anything. Here's a song from one of my favorite family music groups, the Alphabet Rockers. It's called Stand Up For You off their album Rise, Shine, Woke.
I'ma stand up for you. thrilled me to my weary heart. It was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen. I knew I had to keep my love alive. Keep my love alive. Ever since I was a baby girl, wanted one thing most in this world, was to keep my love alive. Yeah, I gotta keep my love alive. Keep my love, keep it alive. Well, oh, I know I gotta keep my love.
That was Love Alive by Heart off their album Little Queen. And you are listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show on WXOJ 103.3 FM Northampton. You can tune in every single Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Or if you miss the live show, listen to the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. I'm Charity Kahn from Charity and the Jam Band, sitting in for the awesome Sienna today to bring you a show about love activism and the ways that we can use our love not only to help other people and animals and the earth, but also to take care of ourselves and even to show up for difficult people in difficult situations, when there's conflict, when there's trouble, when there's disagreements, when people are angry and upset and maybe even doing things that might harm other people. Can we find the love inside of us and show up in ways that help resolve that conflict in a peaceful way? We have a song about that. It's called Lemonade. And I want you to listen and see, how would you have responded to the angry dragon? Maybe just like the fairies do in the song? Listen and see what you think. See what your love would tell you to do.
Long ago in a faraway time, or maybe it was just a dream of mine, and trees bloomed all around. And the sugar cane grew all around, and the sugar cane grew all around. And the water flowed all around, and the water flowed all around. And the people danced all around, and the people danced all around.
The people lived inside the trees, right alongside those honeybees, and shared the air with the birds and the fleas and the bats and the butterflies. They made a life with their very own hands, plowed the earth and tilled the land. And the sunshine smiled and the breeze blew fine in the land called Lemonade.
And the lemon trees bloomed all around, and the lemon trees bloomed all around. And the sugar cane grew all around, and the sugar cane grew all around.
So wouldn't you say that those fairies were total love activists? They used their skills and their kindness and their resources to create something that they then shared with the angry dragon to invite the dragon into their community. You know, the dragon was probably upset about something sad or scary or hard that happened and was acting out like we all do. And the fairies were able to dig down deep and bring to the dragon a sense of peace and comfort and safety and protection and kindness with their generosity. So that's an example of being a love activist, standing strong and meeting aggression or anger with love. So that was the Lemonade song off of our Family Values album. And it really gets at this also important idea that we all have really big feelings sometimes. And in order for us to be able to care for ourselves and care for other people in the world, it's important for us to honor and experience our feelings. Here's a song from Cat Stevens called Don't Be Shy that gets at that.
Just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Now don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, on by. On by, on by, on by, on by, on by, on by, on by. You know love is better than a song. Love is where all of us belong. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. You're there, you're there. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. And don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. No, don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by. On by, 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 on by.
So good. Looking for something to do this weekend with the family? Well, look no further than hilltownfamilies.org. Established in 2005, Hilltown Families is a grassroots communication network that shares events, resources, and updates with families living in Western Mass. Every Thursday, Hilltown Families publishes a comprehensive list of family-friendly events, workshops for parents, and community activities happening all over Western Mass. Hilltown Families is a great way to stay connected with other families in the area and up to date on events and activities. Go on over to hilltownfamilies.org and sign up for the Hilltown Families newsfeed and listserv. Fan us over on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Many easy ways for staying connected and keeping up with what's happening for families here in Western Mass. That's at hilltownfamilies.org. Hilltownfamilies.org.
This is Charity Kahn from Charity and the Jam Band, and you are listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show on WXOJ 103.3 FM Northampton. You can tune in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. or listen to the podcast anytime on hilltownfamilies.org. We're having a show today about love activism, which is this idea of using your basic human capacity for love and kindness to act in the world in ways that make it a better place for people and animals and plants. And we have a song about that coming up. Joni Mitchell, this is a song called Big Yellow Taxi. It's off the album Ladies of the Canyon. And in it, she's writing and singing about deforestation. And when we cut all the trees down and make parking lots and shopping malls, and how that can be kind of sad because a lot of animals lose their habitats and we have less forests and it affects the climate. And she chose to use her superpower of songwriting to be a love activist to sing a song about that. Here you go.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum, and they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
Don't it always seem to go? You don't know what you got till it's gone. One of the most powerful ways of being a love activist is being smart and aware and paying attention so you know when things are in trouble before it's too late. One of the most powerful and effective ways to protect forests and our planet is to eat more fruits and vegetables and eat less meat, milk, cheese, butter, and other things that come from animals. Did you know that? Eating more plants is good for the earth. And it's super kind to the animals not to eat them. This is being a love activist. No matter what, being a love activist often involves speaking up. We have to speak up in the little ways, like on the playground when we see somebody getting bullied. And we have to speak up in the big ways, like going to marches and protests and using our voices together in community to tell the people in charge what we want to change. In addition to Charity and the Jam Band, I'm in another band. This one's for grown-ups, called The Invisible Bee. And we're making lots of songs about this kind of thing. Here's one of them. It's called Oh People.
Oh people, a new day's rising. Oh people, our power is aligning. Oh people, look around, see your friend. Till the end, together till the end. We are wielding the blade of compassion. We slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom. We trust in our anger to guide us into action. Dancing in the ring of fire, we live in our passion. Passion.
Man with a gun over there, telling me. so much resistance from behind. It's time to stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street singing songs. Saying hooray for outside. It's time to stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Sound, everybody look what's going down. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Thank you.
That was Oh People by The Invisible Bee, followed by For What It's Worth, written by Stephen Stills, performed by Mavis Staples on the album Mavis Staples Live, Hope at the Hideout. And these two songs were a lot about getting out into the world and really using your love activism in a public way externally to help change and make the world a more equal, fair, wonderful, beautiful, compassionate place. If we want to make sure that we have the energy to keep getting out there and protesting and marching in the streets and standing up and making our signs, we need to take care of ourselves and we need to rest. We need to have time for rest and restoration. One of the best ways to do that is with some kind of mindfulness practice. So I'm going to guide you through a really relaxing, calming practice that I call peace breath. And you can use this practice anytime you want to help yourself feel like you can calm down, get a little bit more energy, and restore yourself. It's from our album, Sit, Breathe, Love, Guided Meditations for Children and Their Grown-Ups. To experience the meditation, find a comfortable place to sit down or lie down and just follow the instructions. It's time to enter your mindful body. Your mindful body is always here waiting for you to land into and relax like a cozy bed or comfy chair. When you're in your mindful body, your only job is to sit here, still and quiet, and pay attention to what is happening in your body. Sometimes it's easier to pay attention if you let your eyes close and your eyeballs rest gently in their sockets like two little birds in a nest. You might notice the places where your body touches the chair or the floor. You might notice your breath rising and falling. You might notice feelings or sensations moving around inside your body, and that's okay. Just notice them, say hello to them, and allow them to be there. Now we'll learn how to take a peace breath. It's very simple and might feel rather nice and relaxing. Start by taking a deep breath all the way into your belly if you can. And as you breathe in, say to yourself in your mind, peace in. Imagine yourself filling up with shiny love and kindness and peace and calm as you breathe the air into your body. And then as you breathe out, say to yourself in your mind, peace out. Feel your body relaxing all the way. And imagine a beautiful, bright energy of peace and calm flowing through your whole body, through your muscles and bones and skin and hands and feet, out into the world as you breathe out. Try this a few times. Say in your mind, peace in on the in-breath, filling up with shiny love. And say in your mind, peace out on the out-breath, a beautiful bright energy of peace flowing through you out into the world. Peace in on the in-breath, peace out on the out-breath. Peace in, peace out. Now place your hands gently on your head and give your head a little massage with your fingers, loving your head. Then say, may I have peace in my mind. Now take a deep peace breath. Peace in. Peace out. Now place your hands gently on your heart. Imagine you're giving your heart a little hug. And say, may I have peace in my heart. Now take a deep peace breath. Peace in, peace out. Now place your hands gently on your belly. Let your belly really relax into your hands and say, may I have peace in my body. Now take a deep peace breath. Peace in, peace out. Now fold your hands together in your lap as if you're holding hands with yourself. And imagine you're holding hands with everyone in the whole world, like there's a huge circle of people and creatures and beings stretching across the earth, everyone and everything connected and related. And then say, may we have peace in our world. Now take a deep peace breath. Peace in, peace out. Relax and sit for a few moments, noticing how your body feels and how your heart and mind feel. When you're ready, open your eyes. And remember that being peaceful is something you can choose to practice anytime. Your peace breath is always there, waiting for you. All right, I hope you feel good and calm and relaxed after that meditation. I hope you feel ready to go out into the world and be a love activist in whatever way that works best for you. And I'm going to leave you with a little list of some ideas of how to be a love activist. First of all, be kind to everyone. Number two, stand up for people who are in trouble. Number three, eat more plants and fewer animals. Number four, Use less plastic. Number 5, do what brings you joy. And number 6, remember to take care of yourself. I really enjoyed spending this time with you all today. My name's Charity Kahn, and I am with Charity and the Jam Band. And you've been listening to the Hilltown Family Variety Show on WXOJ, 103.3 FM, Northampton, where you can listen every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. or the podcast anytime at hilltownfamilies.org. I'm so happy to be able to do this show today, helping out with Sienna and her amazing work with hilltownfamilies.org. And I'm going to leave you today with a last song. It's called We Are Love by my band, The Invisible Bee. And we're making songs for grownups about waking up and transforming the world with our love and our activism. And this song is good for kids as well. And I hope this song gets you fired up to get out there and join with your friends and your community, your beloved community, and really make changes in the right direction and help others, the planet, the earth, the people, and be a love activist, because we are made of love.
Tomorrow's great fall from peace and grace. Oh, human race, are we gonna wake up and heed the call? Something's trying to remind us where we all came from. The truth is trying to find us and tell us so we all are made of love. Come and hold my hand, come and dance with me, come and breathe in the light, come along and be free. Look into my eyes, look into your soul, you in my heart, you let me know what you know, 'cause you are trying to remind us where we all came from. Truth is trying to find us and tell us so we all are made of. Saved. So we'll love it some more.